When we think of the word budgeting, we often associate it with money, right? Financial budgeting. Or perhaps in other instances, we think of it as like time budgeting, right? Where our time goes and how we plan our calendar and so forth. But another form of budgeting that I think is even more important to us is the idea of energy budgeting. Now, one can say that that's an offshoot of time budgeting, but to me, it's not, because when it comes to time budgeting, you simply just look at a calendar and say, oh, there's a gap here and things of that nature, so why don't we put a meeting on the books here? Whereas energy budgeting is specific to, okay, how much energy do you have within a given day and how do you want to spend it, right? So yes, even though technically on a calendar, you could put X, Y, and Z and fill up literally your entire day, how much will that actually deplete you, right? By the end, how much energy debt have you essentially accrued? That's the idea. And when we think of it in those terms, it becomes a better way to navigate your day, right? In that perspective of, you know, what brings you energy and what drains it. And part of that requires definitely knowing of oneself, you know, just like when it comes to financial budgeting, you have to kind of pick a starting position and, you know, do your best, kind of figure out, okay, here's going to be my budget with my money. And let's move forward with that. Okay. And then you adjust based on perhaps the realities and things of that nature, or, you know, lessons that come up for you over time, right? A budget is essentially kind of an evergreen thing. It's an organic thing that you're constantly always updating and looking at, right? So no different than with energy budgeting. You want to, you know, really kind of sit down overall and be like, okay, you know, what do I know about myself? What do I think I know about myself? And how do I want to approach, you know, my day to day, my week to week, month to month, or even year, you know, however you want to kind of consider this. And I like to consider it in all those sort of ways. And be like, okay, well, here's how I'm going to approach it in that way. And the more you essentially collect data and track this stuff and see, okay, you know, maybe I thought, you know, going to brunches every Sunday was going to be tons of fun, but it's actually draining me mentally because I have to plan ahead or whatever it is. And now part of that could also be, hey, it's not that you can't go to brunches or stuff like that, but maybe make it more casual so it's not like this, you know, high scale type of thing. Whatever it may be, right? You just start to assess and look at your life in those ways of what gives you energy and what takes it away and how you can properly allocate it day to day, week to week, month to month, year to year, right? So that's been a very beneficial thing for me to consider. And, you know, sometimes there's things that come up such as life, right, that all of a sudden zap you of energy. You know, sometimes they're unexpected things. You know, we can think of the tragedies of life, like someone passing away or, you know, illness, you know, things of that nature, things that we don't want to have to face, but, you know, happen, right? But then conversely, there could be other forms of energy that all of a sudden come in, like, I don't know, let's say, you know, that you get a bonus check from work, right? For whatever it is, $1,000, $5,000, I don't know. It doesn't matter, right? But it's just this insurgence of cash. So all of a sudden, okay, cool. That can be, you know, a burst of energy. It's like, oh, cool. This is unexpected. This brings me joy. And now I have what seems like more energy, right? So it works in all those ways. And it's fascinating to look at. To me, it has been beneficial to have this be a perspective of life to live it out, you know, in. And for a point of clarity, it's not to say that financial budgeting or time budgeting isn't also part of the equation. Those are very much two important things. But this is just another way to, you know, approach life and kind of view it through a prism and essentially align yourself with what you want for your life, right? So this is one of the other tools in your arsenal, if you will. So I hope this helps. It's a very basic introduction to it, right? But if you have further questions, comment down below or hit me up on social media at Phil Svitek. I will happily answer them or, you know, based on the questions and things like that. We can always dive deep into this as part of a second part, right? Or third part if needed after that, right? So that's the good news about this. Anyway, thank you so much, as always, for taking time to tune in. I hope to see you next time.